a few announcements before the homily. First, a reminder that right after Mass, we have our now new weekly novena to St. Dimphna for those who are struggling with emotional or mental challenges. So right after Mass, the deacon servant and I will head to the saint statue. We just ask that you stay where you are and just face the direction of the saint. Those are powerful prayers. I'm glad you're here in order to join us. I hope you can stay and join us for those prayers. For a lot of people in general, but especially with this pandemic, a lot of people are really struggling. So those prayers are one of the ways we respond to that difficulty. Also remind you that after the novena, the deacon will expose the Blessed Sacrament. We have adoration until 2:15, where we have benediction. As the deacon heads to the altar to expose the Blessed Sacrament, I head to the confessional until the sacrament is available again. I hear that you guys really worked well again yesterday, huh? The man heard 2.5 hours of confession. Thanks be to God, right? Good. He said, next time I'll come at 10 a.m. I'm like, okay, good. Right, we'll write that down. But I rejoiced when I heard that because it's so important that we just go to confession. So thanks be to God. A few other reminders. At 4 o'clock, we have our daily briefing. 6:45 tonight, we pick up our Bible study, Genesis chapter 5. So we're going to track that lineage from Adam until Noah. That's the connection. So these first stories we have, then suddenly we're getting ready for the great flood. What is that connection? We're going to talk about that tonight. And as I said, if that sounds boring, I promise you it's not. It's going to be pretty engaging, so I hope you can tune in live or watch it later at your leisure. As you head out of the church, you'll see there are some more free stuff things, a few things, free things out there. So I do hope you help yourself. That book by Bishop Barron, take as many as you want. Like, take as many as you want. Take 5, take 10, right? We need to get that book out there. I hope all of you have read it. If you haven't, please read it. It's a great response to the recent sexual abuse crisis. So a letter to a suffering church. So please take as many as you'd like. Again, I encourage you, if you haven't, please be sure to read that. The bishop gives a good biblical perspective of what has happened. So I really recommend that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So I'm not sure how many were able yesterday to catch a piece of the Senate confirmation hearings of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Perhaps you saw clips of it later. The thing that immensely struck me was the woman of such deep faith and obvious prayer. She was so calm and so collected. Even when people were saying hurtful things about her, on one occasion of her children, her adopted children, yet she remained calm and peaceful. Right? We don't have that strength by ourselves. We can't keep that peace by ourselves. That's a gift from God that comes from above. Nothing in this world can give it to us. Nothing in this world can take it from us. Peace is a gift from above. How do we receive that gift? We get close to God. We pray. We study the scriptures. We attend Mass. We go to confession. We stay close to the things of God so that his gift of peace is strong. Nothing can take peace away from us, but we can surrender it. We can give it away. And there are so many people who give the gift of peace away so cheaply. Huh? The smallest thing, right? Someone cuts them off in traffic, or the cashier at the grocery store isn't particularly attentive, and they just lose their peace for such pettiness. Peace is a divine gift. Don't throw it away, and certainly don't throw it away on something so cheap as the fallenness of this world. Hold on to that peace so when you find yourself in scrutiny by your neighbors, your friends, or by your own sinfulness, you can keep that same sense of peace. Did our Lord not today express that? He is visiting a person's home, and he has the peace while there to offer woes, corrections. I think it's very, very powerful. We can imagine the Lord lying because they would recline. You can imagine him reclining and eating that sense of peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And suddenly saying, woe to you when you do this, and woe to you when you do that. And saying it in such a way where no one feels harshly kicked out or condemned, but in such a way where the person says, you know, that is me, and I need to change. We can see that peace today just flowing from our Lord as he offers these corrections to the Pharisees. I think it's funny that after he gives these corrections to the Pharisees, what do the scribes of the law say? These are the men who held the law of God, the written word of God. And what do they say? yeah, well, you know, Lord, you're kind of insulting us too, but certainly you're not talking to us. It reminds me like when you're a kid and your sibling gets in trouble, and you're like, but it wasn't me, Mom. And Mom's like, well, yes, it was somehow. Just be quiet and go, right? These scribes like, it wasn't us. You know, you're not talking to us. And Jesus is like, yeah, you too. All right, you know, you too. You know, look at your own sinfulness. Today the Lord wants us to have peace. It means you have to stay close to him. Draw close to him. It means you have to get the sin out. Because the way we give out that peace, we lose it, is by letting all the things of this world in our heart. They take our heart. They're so ready to take our heart. And the fallenness and the darkness and the sin of this world, when it gets in the heart, there's no peace. Did you hear St. Paul today? He describes the malfruits of evil. That's what happens in a heart that has no peace. Anger, bitterness, flashes of fury, and so on. That's the sign of the Holy Spirit just can't work. But look at the fruits of God's Spirit that the Lord describes. Peace, patience, kindness, love, self-control, faithfulness, generosity, and the list goes on. That's what happens in the heart of a person who has peace. But peace has to be received. We have to hold it, guard it, nourish it by God's grace so that we contain it, we hold it, we contain it. We do not let anything take it from us. We saw that in powerful display in one of our fellow believers, a beautiful Catholic judge yesterday, in the midst of immense scrutiny, preserved peace. I pray in your life, whatever the Lord has in store for you today, or whatever you might be suffering with now, that you hold on to that same sense of peace. Let nothing in this world take it from you, because nothing in this world is worth the gift of divine peace. So we offer this Eucharist. I pray that God gives you peace, and I pray that you hold on to it.